Hi, everybody. I want to start off by saying my heart breaks, obviously, for the victims of the latest school shooting in Uvalde, Texas. 19 children, two adults, gunned down by a complete maniac, and 21 innocent lives have been taken from us. I have two children, both under the age of seven, and every time I see these headlines pop up, I'm just disgusted. So once again, to start this off, I just wanted to say rest in peace to all the innocent lives that have been taken this week. Absolutely tragic. Now, you've probably seen the news cycle immediately run to the guns and look to exploit this tragedy for emotional ratings and policy change per usual. But that's not what I want to talk about here, at least in this episode. In my opinion, gun laws, gun restrictions are one of those subjects that the country is completely divided, and it's a topic completely on its own. What I want to talk about is the safety of schools and why we haven't done more. Like a lot of things, we've fallen asleep at the wheel. Life gets busy. Parents are working full time. We're all just living in that imaginary hamster wheel of trying to survive. Some of us paycheck to paycheck, others a little bit different. Nonetheless, we're all trying to get to the finish line. But it's time. It's time to discuss why we have stricter security, surveillance, and preventative measures in place to enter sporting events, banks, corporate office parks, airports, public transportation than we do at schools. Why do celebrities, politicians, corporate executives all have additional security at all times, yet it's taboo to even mention having such measures in place at our schools? Parents like myself drop our children off for 7+ hours a day and expect the schools to protect them. But what does that mean? Are police officers stationed there? Does every entry point into that school have surveillance or weapons checks? Consistent in-person monitoring? A direct alert system to the police department? What is the response system in place if something does occur during a lockdown? I felt it was my obligation to ask my daughter this morning after the tragedy yesterday, and she said, yes, we run drills where I lay down and curl into a corner if I am told to by the teacher. A six-year-old kid. I'm sorry. You lay there and take instructions from somebody who is clearly scared themselves and overmatched by a maniac on the loose. No. I'm sorry, this is unacceptable. So I did a little bit of simple math. A few weeks ago, $40 billion was approved by Congress to go to Ukraine. There are 130,930 K-12 schools in the US based on what I could find. That comes out to being $305,506. That's the amount of our tax dollars that could have been injected into each and every school to help with child safety, protection, surveillance, mental health immediately while we work on fixing bigger issues. Ignore the politics and guns for a moment, please. How is every parent in America not at their school board offices this morning demanding tighter restrictions and improvements to campus security? If they won't approve it, you vote them out and you run the issues up the ladder. I don't know what that means. Secure walls around campus with limited entry points, automatic locking doors in each classroom, 24/7 surveillance, constant check-ins, multiple security officers and patrol whenever kids are on campus, constant check-ins about mental health, all of it, any of it, I don't care, but we need to try something. They may be band-aids until we can fix larger problems as a society, but what do we have to lose? Children are terrified to go to school today. This is unacceptable. Again, we should be pressuring our local school boards to fund these solutions immediately. Anything that is not funding student education and safety comes last. Until we can secure our children and protect the most vulnerable, we are letting our kids down, period. Let's stop blaming officials at the top of the government who have the most retweets and only care about your community or school when they can exploit it for their benefit and go on CNN. Let's make an impact and get to work.